When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, this is Nick here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. I thought I'd get in and do another podcast today. It's 147th podcast, and I think today I was inspired by another anxiety coach, and also someone specializing in toxic relationships. And the talk was all about devaluation of ourselves, or even having the habit of devaluating someone whilst we're in anger, whilst we're traumatizing, and how to heal from this toxic kind of events and relationship. So I think I like the word devaluation, because that one sticks out to me for today's podcast. And and how do we heal from this toxic relationship involving devaluation of each other, especially when you're into this relationship and there's nowhere to go, and it's heavy, and you're like a dog backed into the corners, and there's no saving this particular relationship, because it's like it's full devaluation of each other, total destructions of our self-esteem, and it's normally caused from trauma and anxiety, and it's very challenging to some people to get out of there, and especially if they got independence, or they don't have that they have that insecurity and they need to move away. And so they tend to stick around because they are also codependent, even though they don't have to be. And on my last podcast, we talked about how important it is to be jump out of codependency into independency and to intra-independent. And we can get to that level in the relationship, hallelujah, because that's where we should be going. And these days, it just appears to me there's more separation in the unity of the way it is. And there's a lot of people choosing to be single these days, and rather than having a relationship because of the side effects, and also bringing in the past baggage into a new relationship. Unless this is solved, there will be a lot of devaluation, a lot of snapping, a lot of trauma, a lot of triggering happening, a lot of crazy making. So this is what this is all about, this particular little potty. So at the end of this, we'll also go into a meditation on this particular topic. So I think the things we need to begin to journey and to do things, let's begin by looking at acknowledging our feelings. We have to be able to recognize and validate our emotions related to this relationship. Now, it's important to acknowledge the impact it has had on mental and emotional well-being thus far. So if you're going into one of these, if you're into this relationship and you're always looking for validations, and always triggering on the smallest things, and always being in the status trauma, and looking for like and you have high expectations, and that's what normally triggers the expectations of and her life can be tough. I know, as I mentioned last podcast, life is tough. It's not an easy ride, an easy journey, but we can have more ease in the mental emotional well-being if we just follow a few or recipe or we have some coping mechanisms. But I think when we are gone too deep in a relationship, and you just have to stop this validation, devaluation of each other. It's like tearing each other badly up. That's only causing deeper separation, deeper trauma. It's going into deeper resentment, and it's a no man's land and no man's game. Sometimes you have to sit back. Is it really worth, like, if you got kiddies to, you know, is it salvageable? And, you know, we're talking about people who are involved in maybe a narcissistic relationship. Which means it's a selfish kind of relationship. I think the word narcissist just means that there's one partner that's more selfish than the other. It's an ego thing, and it's a blueprint that they don't know any better until they've been, you know, and sometimes they'll never know better. So, I don't know, sometimes it might be time to move from that kind of relationship and for calmness and sanity, right? And So another thing we can do, we can seek support, you know, reach out to friends, family members, sometimes a therapist, a counselor, you know, anxiety coach, just to provide a safe space and so to be heard, to be validated, to get over the invalidation, because that's what your partner actually tends to do, totally validating, which makes you demolish your self-esteem, your character. You have no place to move. You're kind of stuck to this person, whether you know it or not. And you might be, if you look into trauma bonding, there's a bit of trauma bonding there. You don't even know you've actually been trauma bonded. And unfortunately, some people actually do that on purpose because they don't want your partner to move away, and they hold on really tight because they don't have anyone else and to put up with their kind of character. So in the family unit, family members, it's a tough one. We might look at setting boundaries. You got to be firm and to establish clear boundaries to protect yourself from further harm. And this may involve like limiting or cutting off contact with that particular toxic person, both physically and on digitally. Whatever gives you that calmness and to kind of solve things out and ready to take the next move. Not easily said, but can we face our own insecurities? Because these securities have been built up by other people and ourselves and our blueprints and of our parents. And yeah, it's a generation thing, ancestral generation thing that can be passed down to us. So, and therefore, before we know it, we have no boundaries and we're always forgiving. So sometimes it's boundaries are like, okay, time out, need to think about this and need to talk to some people, family close to us, and just so we can feel validated again because of the invalidation. It's pretty cruel. Now we also practice self-care and prioritize self-care activities that promote a mental, emotional and physical well-being in us. This can include like activities such as exercise, meditation, journaling, engaging hobbies that bring you joy. What is it? What is it that brings you joy? What is it that puts a bit of fire in your belly? Do you regularly exercise? Are you homebound? How often do you exercise? Do you meditate to clear the calm, to create the calmness of the mind? And do we journal to internalize and also to reflect on situations, right? And maybe find out that we can actually self-validate and get it because of our invalidation practices that we have with a partner. We can challenge negative beliefs. During toxic relationship, it can often lead to like negative self-perception. Work on identifying and challenging these beliefs, replace them with positive and empowering thoughts. That's through CBT. They can be done with that, and that's interesting because we can chisel away our toxic relationship can chisel away our self-worth, and we lose our identity, by the way, And that's the whole idea of a bad relationship. You lose your identity, you lose your insecurity. But we need now to replace them with positive, empowering thoughts and actions, and so we can have this wonderful confidence, back to our confidence at a time when we were really confident to move forward. We can also seek professional help if there's trauma and there's some anxiety that persists and it's overwhelming. Consider seeking someone to talk to, a professional help, maybe you're a therapist or counselor, anxiety coach or trauma coach. So all these people are ready and able to help you, to even just kind of holding space for you. That's what you need, someone to talk to, someone to get in touch with, because usually when you are taken apart from invalidations, you're actually alone and you're weak. So it's normal. Again, there's a lot of practices to do to ease that and become more confident. We can focus on personal growth, use the experience such as an opportunity for personal growth and self-discovery. Explore new interests, set goals, surround yourself with positive influences. Have a look at your diary, keep to your diary, and of course some of your partners will actually look into your diary and then criticize your diary, but do keep your diary. It's very important, because if you haven't jotted something in your diary, that means you're losing hopes, which is not a way to go. So let's go putting stuff in a diary, a do list, goal list, and keep marching towards it. I know that a lot of anxiety just don't have an energy. We feel depleted, don't have an energy to even, get out of bed sometimes. And I understand that. And you feel like the bed is just pulling you into its own vault and vacuum. So I get that. Yes, healing can take time, and everyone's journey is really unique, and we just have to be patient with ourselves and just now start celebrating this wonderful small victories along the way. You can start from that, starting small. We can't start big. Start with little things to give us that momentum. And let's talk to what are some of the strategies strategies to challenging the negative self-perceptions that may have been resolved from invalidation and toxic relationships? Well, we need to be able to challenge negative self-perception that may have resulted from toxic relationship. Required a proactive approach on our half. We can look at some of these, recognize the impact, acknowledge that the toxic relationship has influenced your self-perception. And what happens here is, when that happens, we have a distortion, mental distortion. Understand that the negative beliefs you hold about yourself may have been reinforced by the toxic dynamics and the makeup of that particular relationship. It's just what it is. We're nothing more than a computer absorbing information and recreating itself by the moment. We've got a biological computer in us, and sometimes whatever we are given, we tend to believe we can become biased to that because we don't know any better. So just recognize the impact it has, and once you acknowledge that this type of relationship, you always feel it. Everyone feels it intuitively. They know there's something wrong and something feels ill, and you should probably look at moving away from this toxic dynamics. The challenge distorted thinking. Once again, as mentioned, identify the challenge, the negative thoughts and belief. Beliefs you have about yourself. Question the validity of these thoughts that keep coming up to your head, like three voices in our head. And consider alternative perspectives. Look for the evidence that contradicts these negative beliefs. We can practice self-compassion. They're important. Treat yourself with kindness, understanding. Replace self-criticism, critical thoughts with self-compassion statements. Remind yourself that we deserve love, respect, and forgiveness just like anyone else out there. We can surround ourselves with support, seek out supportive networks of friends, family. We can focus on strengths and shift our attention towards the strength, talents, and achievements, engage activities that allow us to showcase and develop these strengths and celebrate our success. Just remind ourselves of the capabilities that we do have. We can challenge negative self-talk and pay attention to our internal dialogue. To challenge negative self-talk, replace self-negative depreciating or devaluing or depreciating statements with like affirmation of positive self-statements, and remind yourself of your worth and value as a person. Set realistic goals and set achievable goals for yourself and work towards them. Break them down to smaller manageable steps. And practice self-care. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Engage in activities that bring you joy, relaxation, fulfillment. And create this routine, this practice that promotes self-acceptance and self-love. So we've got a little bit more to go before we get into the meditation. Let's go into the meditation. So I hope you've enjoyed this particular, our own mind is a computer. It's a biological computer. It keeps computing, it keeps absorbing, it keeps taking on stuff. So it's all negative, it builds up to negative. So the world is designed to provide us with 95 conditioned negative thoughts and creates our perception. And so now that we have knowledge and know-how and reasoning, in the old days we didn't have that. People really have to suffer and have to stay with relationships that were toxic and harmful and till the end, and eventually they would all fold apart and get cancer and the body dysfunction. And not right. It shouldn't be like that, you know. We all deserve kindness and compassionate, and okay, so nothing's perfect sometimes, and we also have an ego that plays, you know, out there. It's too playful and out of control at times, so we've got to kind of sense on that and be honest with that. We all have that, but anyway, I think it's time for a meditation, my friends, so I hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and hope you can catch up on the next one. Enjoy the meditation. Welcome to this meditation practice. It's focused on challenging negative self-perception and healing from toxic relationships. I invite you now to find a comfortable position. You could be either sitting or laying down. I invite you to gently close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And slowly inhale. And letting go of any tension or stress that you may be holding on. Now begin by acknowledging you are here to cultivate self-compassion and challenge negative perceptions. Allow yourself to be present in this moment, fully accepting and embracing who you really are. Now take a moment to reflect on the impact of toxic relationship on your self-perception. Recognize that these experiences do not define you, and you have the power to change the narrative. Just visualize now a golden light surrounding you and symbolizing love, healing, and self-acceptance. Feel this light enveloping your entire body, entire being, washing away any negative beliefs or self-doubts. With each breath, imagine inhaling positively and exhaling negatively. Allow your breath to be a source of renewal and transformation. focus your attention on the negative thoughts and beliefs you hold on about yourself. Acknowledge their presence without judgment or criticism. Remind yourself that these thoughts are not a reflection of your true worth. Now challenge these negative thoughts by questioning their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought based on facts or distorted perception? What evidence contradicts this belief? What evidence do I have? And take a moment to explore alternative perspectives. Consider an achievements that you defined you. Consider the positive qualities, the strengths and achievements that defined you. Embrace these aspects of yourself and let them become your guiding light. Repeat the following affirmation silently or aloud. I am deserving of love, respect, and happiness. I release the negative beliefs that no longer serve me. And shift your focus to the relationships that have uplifted and supported you. Visualize those positive connections and remember the love and acceptance you have experienced within you. And connect with your support network. Imagine their presence surrounding you, offering encouragement and validation. Feel their love and support anchoring you in their journey of self-discovery and healing. Picture a mirror in front of you and gaze into it and observe your reflection. See the beauty, the strength, and the resilience that emanates from within you. Affirm, I'm worthy of love, respect, just as I am. I am worthy of love and respect just as I am. Cultivate self-compassion by extending forgiveness to yourself. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes. And it is through these experiences that we learn and grow. Embrace the opportunity for self-forgiveness and release any guilt or shame. Embrace the power of gratitude. Reflect on lessons you have learned from the toxic relationships. Find gratitude for the strength and resilience that has emerged from these experiences. And now shift your attention to the present moment. Allow yourself to fully immerse in the present, free from burdens of the past. Embrace the beauty of present moment and endless possibility holds. And take a moment to connect with your breath. Feel the gentle rise and fall of each breath. Ground you in the present moment, allowing breath to anchor you and bring back to the state of calm and clarity. Embrace self-care as an act of self-love. Engage in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Prioritize self-care routines that promote self-acceptance, self-love, and overall well-being. And set realistic achievements and goals for yourself. Break them down in smaller steps, celebrating each milestone along the way. Recognize your process and acknowledge the steps you have taken towards healing and self-growth. Practice mindfulness in your daily life. Bring awareness to your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Notice any negative self-perceptions that arise and gently redirect your focus to more positive and empowering thoughts. Embrace vulnerability as a strength. allow yourself to be open and authentic in your own relationships, trusting that are worthy of love, acceptance just as you are. Revisit the visualization of a golden light surrounding you, feeling its warmth and healing, energy radiating through every cell of your body and your being. Allow this light to continue to nourish and uplift you on your journey. You take a moment to express gratitude for yourself and progress you have made. Acknowledge the courage it takes to challenge negative self-perception and heal from toxic relationships. Affirm to yourself, I'm worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment. I'm deserving of healthy and nourishing relationships. And when you're ready, gently bring your awareness back to the present moment. To ground yourself in your surroundings. Carry the sense of self-acceptance, empowerment with you as you go about your day. Remember that you have the power to choose how you perceive and value yourself. Embrace the journey of self-discovery and continue to cultivate self-love and compassion. Whenever you find yourself slipping back into the negative self-perception or dwelling on the past toxic relationships, just gently remind yourself of the progress that you've made. Redirect your thoughts towards positive affirmation and self-empowering beliefs. Find solace in the fact that you are not alone in your journey. Reach out to friends, family, or seek professional help. And surround yourself with individuals who uplift you and inspire you. Now practice self-compassion daily. Treat yourself kindness, understanding, and patience. Remember that healing takes time and it's okay to have ups and downs along the way. Create healthy boundaries in your relationships. Learn to recognize and prioritize your own needs and well-being. Surround yourself with people who respect, appreciate you for who you are. Embrace self-reflection as a tool for growth. Take time to reflect on your experiences and lessons and areas for personal development. And use the self-awareness to make positive changes and continue on your path of healing and self-discovery. And practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others. Understanding that holding on to grudges and resentments only weigh you down. By forgiving you, free yourself from burdens of negativity and open up space for healing and growth. Embrace self-expression as a means of reclaiming your voice and identity. Engage in creative outlets that allow you to express your emotions, thoughts, experiences, whether it's writing, painting, dancing, or any other form of art that serves as a tool for self-discovery and healing. Surround yourself with positive influences. Seek out inspirational books, podcasts, videos that promote self-love, empowerment, personal growth. Fill your mind with uplifting and nourishing messages that reinforce your worth and potential. Remember to practice self-care regularly. Prioritize activities that bring you joy, relaxation, rejuvenation. Whether it's just taking a simple walk in nature, practicing yoga, or indulging in a bubble bath, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Trust in your own intuition, inner wisdom. Listen to your gut instinct and honor your true desires and needs. Remember that you're the expert of your own life and you have the power to make choices that align with your highest good. Practice gratitude daily. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. Cultivate attitude of appreciation for the blessings, the lessons, and opportunity that come your way. Embrace the journey of self-love, self-discovery. It is a lifelong process. Understand, it is normal to have setbacks and challenges along the way. Be gentle with yourself and celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Know that you're worthy of love, respect, and happiness. And trust in your own worthiness and believe in your ability to create a fulfilling and meaningful life. You have the power to rewrite your story and cultivate a positive and empowering self-perception. And as we come to the end of the meditation, let's just take a moment to thank yourself for dedicating this time to your own healing and growth. And carry the sense of self-acceptance, empowerment, and love and with you as you continue your journey. When you're ready, just take aware of where you are in your present moment. And return to the present moment feeling refreshed and reclaimed.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.